and laughter and coffee with Renee Bernard. Women's fiction, romance, and laughter.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Camp Laughter and Coffee with Renee Bernard. I am Renee Bernard, which makes sense, but what is amazing and fantastic is tonight on the program, I have Jillian Duffy on the program. I have talked her into this. It is 1 a.m. You are pushing it, are you not? And you are on the show. Woo-hoo! You're calling all the way from Ireland. Isn't that right?
All the way from Dublin, yeah. All the way from Dublin, Ireland. And thank you so much for having me on the show.
I'm so excited. I have goosebumps, little chill bumps. Just, this is so exciting. So this is official, folks. I'm now an international radio host. It's global. I'm global. This is huge. This is huge.
You're taking over the world.
This is it. I'm on fire. Girl on fire. Woohoo! But
taking over the international airwaves.
You know, talk to me now because I'm about to take off. My career, this is it. I can feel it. I'm going to get the call. I'm going to be honest. Your book title, you just came out with your debut novel last year, and I've loved on the title alone, I just got the giggles, and it's the L.A. Commandments. And, of course,
yeah.
I was like, oh, those have got to be wicked. I mean, if that's the L.A. I'm thinking of, then those have got to be some very naughty, naughty rules. And I just thought, I have to talk to this woman. And I tracked you down, you know, and forced you. I don't know. Did I bribe? I don't remember. How did I talk you into this?
Oh, no, it's my absolute pleasure. I suppose the check in the post that you sent probably did help a little bit, but other than that, I suppose I just wanted to come on.
Well, I'm going to be straight up honest and tell you that the accent is worth its weight and probably worth your weight in gold. It's fabulous. Have you noticed that Americans are instantly enslaved and interested in everything you're saying? Because
really?
You didn't notice.
I must come over to America. I must come back to America soon if they're going to be that interested in everything I have to say.
Apparently you missed that memo. Yeah. Yeah, we are baddie. We are insane for that accent. Yes. But you missed that, so there you go. That was your... God, we try to keep it a secret, but yeah, we literally turn into whatever you say, the answer is yes. And so no one really knows that. I let the cat out of the bag. So
the charm of the Irish accent.
We're suckers for.
I find that now. I find that with your accent, it sounds so much more glamorous and cosmopolitan compared to mine. But I suppose it's the grass is always greener, isn't it? You know.
My mother's jumping up and down in total stark shock and happiness right now. That's great. Really? So if I go over there and what, to Irish men, I'm just going to seem compellingly extra attractive and really?
Compellingly interesting. Yeah. Intelligent,
wow.
Glamorous, cosmopolitan. Just totally different. Different is good, I think.
This will be great. This will be great. I bet it'll help me overcome the beer aversion I have. Although I'm working on it, and I've been told that apparently I just have not been drinking the right beer. So who knew? Who knew? But I heard that there's a law, you can correct me, that I'm not allowed to go to Dublin or to Ireland unless I drink Guinness. And I heard you can't get off the plane. They won't let you in the country. That's what I heard.
Soon as you arrive into Dublin Airport, they check your passport, and the first thing they do is find you a pint of Guinness. So.
That's what I heard. Yes, exactly. I was like, I am going to botch it right there on the tarmac. They are going to turn my butt around. Because I'll be like, no, thank you. No, it's okay. I'm good.
Well, any aversion to alcohol that you might have, that'll be soon cured if you come to Ireland. Anyway, I can guarantee you that.
Good to know. And it's not all alcohol. Yeah, sadly. No problem with it. Yeah. No.
No, it's not all alcohol. It's a big part of it.
There you go. Well, you know, if I can keep up in some way, that'll be good. I'm going to ask the elephant in the room, What is a girl in Dublin doing writing about L.A.? And what is, I mean, this is fun. Is it an exotic sort of fantastical connection? Or did you, when you were here, it just seemed fun? Or you have to tell me a little bit about this book, because I'm on it. I've downloaded it, by the way, and thank you. But because I just had to have it.
But, well, thank you so much. Well, I suppose in 2008, I was over in Los Angeles on a family holiday. Actually, somebody from a member of my family got married over in Vegas. So it was,
Ooh. Yeah,
it was cool. So we made a little bit of a holiday out of it. And I had been writing a little bit. When I was a teenager, I used to try and write little bits of poetry and little short stories, but I kind of hadn't been doing it so much. I was in college and then I was working, so I kind of lost focus for a little while. But then when I went to Los Angeles, I don't know whatever happened over there. It must have been all the sun and the serotonin levels and stuff like that. I don't know. But I was just, as soon as I got back from the holiday, so that was like in 2008, and then like about a month afterwards, I had the idea. The idea came to me while I was over there about the girls emigrating from Dublin, going over to Los Angeles, kind of, you know, starting a new life and stuff like that. And that idea came to me when I was over there, and I just loved it so much while I was over there. I think that I was just totally inspired, I think, while I was there. And then, as I said, like about a month after I came back, I started writing, and I really just haven't stopped since.
I'm so nervous because I'm like, oh no. So Las Vegas and Los Angeles, what an impression. What a strange and fantastic slice of American life.
I know,
and
I'm like,
oh my God.
I know,
so
it was a brilliant
wonderful holiday,
yeah.
Oh
yeah.
My God. Whew. Yeah, so you jumped right into the deep end.
I jumped right in. And it's funny because as soon as I came back, as I said, I was just totally focused. I knew that's what I wanted to do, that writing is what I wanted to do. And maybe, I don't know, for different reasons, maybe I'd been putting it off and stuff like that. But I think once the idea of the book, The LA Commandments, came to me, that was it. And I just...
Well, it sounds like the right idea. Maybe it was the right time. And I think so many people, you're not necessarily always a writer. You know, and I love the dabbling. You could have been structuring it all along and just going for it. And you've got two more books that you're contracted, and they're going to be different. And I'm thinking, should I try to get you to go someplace completely different, like Texas? Like you should go to Dallas, or we should send you on a different kind of holiday, you know, to Alabama or
Florida. Florida, sunny. Florida is nice, yeah.
You can stay with my parents. They would love to have you in Florida. And they will take you to Disney World, and they will show you the joys of Florida. But seriously, just a thought. You've probably got your next two books outlined, but I'm thinking, you know, you could probably get inspired in a completely different direction if we dropped you off, you know, in Wyoming or...
Who knows?
Alaska.
I'm open to all suggestions.
Alaska's pretty inspiring from what I hear. And, you know, the weather might be comparable. I don't know. With global warming, it might just be a little shift for you to go to Alaska.
it'll be better than Dublin anyway. It'll definitely be better than Dublin. Although it did... Yeah, I think the sun came out today for about 20 minutes amongst the, like, 5 hours of rain. So that was, I suppose, one good thing.
Nothing could be better than that. Are you Ireland, please. It's just all the pictures look lovely. That's what I'm going to say. I must say, if it's miserable weather, your tourist department seems to do a fabulous job of sending us only pictures. of Ireland when it's really green on the ground and the skies are very blue. So it looks like it just magically gets green, and that apparently there's not a lot of precipitation because from the brochure that
That's the beauty of Photoshop.
Because the brochure I'm looking at, it's like, wow, there's great pubs. I mean, I won't lie, the pubs are, the alcohol.
And there's lots of them. Prominently featured
alcohol. And apparently really sexy guys wearing cable knit sweaters playing instruments, folk music, I guess, in these pubs.
Does it say in the brochure whereabouts those guys are? Because I don't think
like
I've seen that many of them.
That's like L.A., map of the stars. Like, that's what you should be giving American women when they get off the bus. Here's the map to where to find the sexy Irish guy playing that, you know, guitar in the brochure. Here's where he lives. You can drive by that pub and throw money through the door.
Exactly, yeah. For Paul, you have to be very imaginative, I suppose, when...
Yes, you could sell that map. There's a moneymaker for you. I know the economy's rough. Well, I'm not going to lie. It's real rough over here, too. But, you know, that could be the industry you're looking for right there is a map of, you know, the sexy men of the, you know, of Ireland. Boom, boom. Like, this guy's he's marked out. Oh, he's...
It would be a very, very small map, but it would be a map all the same.
Well, you could hold auditions. I'm betting these boys that actually try to get in this thing, you know, like a calendar. You could have a cottage industry going right now. All right, Jillian, tell me right now. And then, by the way, everybody, it's Jillian with a G. So it's G-I-L-L-I-A-N. And Duffy, just like you imagine it to be, people. Come on now. And do you have a website, Jillian, or should they just find you on Facebook? Or is there a way
I actually don't have a website. I'm terrible. I must actually set one up because I see a couple of my friends that are writers and other people that, other authors of Book Republic, and they're all very sophisticated with their websites and stuff like that. I'm afraid I don't have one at the moment.
That's okay. I love it. I love it that you're still Amish. The Amish amidst... That's and not the editor, not the food critic people. Focus. Don't get distracted by the book on hors d'oeuvres. That's not the right Jillian Duffy. Although, so sexy. There, you know, food is good too. I'm not saying that's not great food. And that Jillian Duffy, please don't email me, Ms. Duffy. I'm sure your food is fantastic. But we're talking to the real Jillian Duffy. So find her on the Facebook. Is that okay? Can people just sort of find your fan page find you on Facebook?
Facebook
the
Twitter.
LA Commandments. Yeah, download
the LA
today.
Commandments.
Mm-hmm.
And my publisher is Book Republic, and you could contact me through their website.
Sure.
Yeah, I do like the hors d'oeuvres, but no, I didn't write that book about them, unfortunately. Maybe the fourth book can be about hors d'oeuvres or food or something like that.
You know,
if I run out of inspiration from Wyoming, maybe I can turn to food.
there's, you know, that's always dangerous to research that sort of thing without gaining an extra, you know, 5 or 10 pounds. So, I really...
Maybe stay away from that.
I do try to stay away from it. And I write historicals, so I find that whenever I look up what they were eating, I get a little nauseous. I'm like, what? Really? That is disgusting.
Right.
Eel pie. Just doesn't sound... Yeah, no. So, so all right, everybody, and I'm really hoping that... I'm a new fan. I don't know. I'm going to be talking to you up wherever I go. But it's Jillian Duffy, the LA Commandments. And there's more coming. Do you know when the next book's coming out? Or do you have any ideas? Or
Hopefully September. So
okay. All right.
Yeah. So maybe I can come back on and call you again with my Irish accent.
Are you kidding me? You have to come back on when it comes out. And we'll talk about the new book because we forgot... We really did not talk about this one. So there you go. It's an excuse to come back. And I'm just so thrilled and excited. And I forgot to play the piano music because I got so excited. So that was it. See? told you it'd go fast. All right. Good night, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Canned Laughter and Coffee with Renee Bernard. Good night, Jillian, and we'll see you next
Tuesday,
everybody.
Good night, Renee.
Everybody. Good
thank
night.
You. Good oh, night. Bye.
I forgot to do the piano. This is terrible.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions, www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe and welcome to our circle.